I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance, any way you swing it.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on SEN.
The 210 in Chennai is the most runs made by any Australian in India. Only Hayden has had a double 100 as well.
Haydos, it was interesting. I was in the dressing room at Chennai when he got that, and he looked at me and said, it's easy making 200 here, Dino. I said, but it's not that easy making 210, was it? He missed by seven.
That was a famous part of the legend that is Dean Jones. We're remembering him with his tragic passing last night. And one of the hardest things to do is to come on and have a chat about someone that you're so close to in circumstances such as this. And we put the call out, and Simon O'Donnell, who is a great friend and a great teammate of his, has been good enough to jump on this morning. Scoob, we appreciate it, and we're thinking of you this morning as well.
Yeah, Gaz, the way last night unravelled was interesting to say the least. You probably numbness you feel to say, hey, you know, boys, you know, from a life point of view, and Dino set a lot of unbelievable standards in life, but it was a bit of a open the fridge door light moment to say we're all in this category these days. We're not young fellas anymore, and he's one of the greats of cricket in this country, and particularly the state of Victoria, not with us anymore at 59.
I know, and you just hear the voice there with Bruce McAvaney, and you just can't believe that he's no longer with us. I mean, you would have played so much cricket with him, both, I would imagine, growing up and then at district level, state level, Australian level as well. What's your enduring memory of him?
He was nicknamed Ledge from the moment he walked on a cricket ground. He was such a polarising cricketer, and you know that he loved that. He loved to be disliked. He loved to be in opposition faces, and he was one of the first people I saw not only be able to create that feel, but also thrive off it. And Ledge did it all the way through. And I remember the first time I ran into Dean Jones was a carnival in Melbourne in 1980. There was the Associated Public Schools, Associated Grammar Schools, Combined High Schools, who Dino played for, and a Victorian Country 11. And they were to pick the Victorian Under-19 side out of that. And literally that day when he walked onto the ground, I thought, who's this clown? Well, that was Dean Jones from the first day I met him to the last day I played with him. That was Dino. His appetite to compete was insatiable. He just wanted more and more of it, and the tougher it got, the better he got. And who could forget the night, if I could use an example, the Sydney Cricket Ground, you know, like guys who were professional, pretty much professional cricketers in those days, you know, sometimes they'd be sitting out, you know, out the back, and they'd be cleaning the spikes of their boots while things went on. The viewing room was always full when Dino went out to bat, and I'll never forget the night. I think we were about 1 for 40. Booney had just got out, or Jeff Marsh just got out. Dino walked out, and he got Curtly Ambrose to take his wristband off. Well, not only did he get in the face of the West Indies, he had 10 or 12 Aussies in the dressing room howling him down as well, thinking, mate, we're all in next. The only bloke smiling was Booney, who was hoofing into a dart, thinking, well, boys, my job's already done.
Did you address it with him when he came off the ground and said, what in God's name are you doing?
Address it with him? Just scenes will never be forgotten in an Australian dressing room. It was just single file. It was like everyone bought a ticket. We're in a queue to just attack him when he came off the ground. That was Dino. He, as I said, that insatiable appetite to compete. He just did. He loved it. He couldn't get enough of it.
He was combative too, wasn't he? I mean, that summed it up as well as anyone. But he was just combative, and he had this sort of look on his face as if to say, "Yeah, right. I know what I'm doing here, but I'm happy to cop it." And we loved him. We absolutely adored him as a Victorian supporting team. But what about from a Sheffield Shield point of view? Did the local at Australian level, when you play New South Wales and Queensland and the like, did they get into him as much?
If they got Tony Dottomade or Gary Watts out or me out or Jamie Siddons out, you know, there'd be a beauty. Dino, everyone would flock in. And again, it was just, it was he drew them into that contest. You know, he would literally eyeball them, whether it be pre-match in the warm-up, he'd do something to stir someone up and say, come on, come at me. You know, let's make it a day and something to remember. And he just had that inner strength in him. It's what made him tick and what he enjoyed so much. And, you know, one day cricket, really, outside of the four-day game, which he was brilliant, but one day cricket, he was the revolutioner. He was the man that made the game great, if you like, in the 80s, the way he, one, played it as a batsman, but two, you know, if you remember him in the field, was extraordinary. His arm was extraordinary, but his running between wickets, it had never been seen on a cricket ground before. And again, from personal experience, there were times where, you know, if you hit a ball in the deep and you're batting with Dean, you think, ah, no. And he'd be wanting four or five, and you'd be saying, Dino, you know, go down a gear, will you? And this is, you know, while you're actually running, because he was already three quarters of the pitch in front of you. Oh, he was an extraordinary revolutionary for the game. And, you know, I reckon, guys, you remember the old duffel jackets as the kids? Yep. Is that what you used to call them? The yep, footy. Yep. You know, if cricket had those, yeah. I mean, Dean Jones just put bums on seats. Not only in his own dressing room did people want to watch him play, the people he brought to cricket. You know, they were going to watch Dean Jones. If he had a number on his back, there'd be that many doubtful jackets walking into the MCG week in, week out, just wanting to watch Dean Jones play.
He just energised everything, didn't he? I mean, the minute he walked out, didn't matter what was going on, you just sat yourself down and said, that's it, I'm staying here. And I used to love him in the field as well. He used to chase the ball to the boundary like no man I'd ever seen him. I'd never give up on a ball out in the field as well.
And if you remember... it's so often you see it, you know, on the reruns you'll run across sometimes. If Ledger chased a ball to the members' end of the MCG, he'd always throw it to the outer end. Just to let everyone know I can throw a bit further is direct. But it was just... But he did it every time. And if you watch, he does it every time. He throws it to the longer end just to sort of say... You know, cop that with a little bit more swagger. Not only can I bat and run and catch, I'm the best thrower in this team as well. But that was Ledge. That's why he earned his nickname.
No, Scoob, we could talk all day. We've got Curtly Ambrose coming up. I know this is the toughest of days for you, and we just thought we'd grab you for a couple of minutes. You put a smile on our face just recalling those stories, and we feel for you and all of your teammates today. It's a tough day, but we appreciate you jumping on and sharing those thoughts with us.
No, pleasure, guys. And I'm sure, Dino, it's the famous last words of people, isn't it? You know, I'm sure he would want us to smile and reflect in a really positive manner on Dean Jones, the cricketer, today, and I'm very happy to do that because he's made a great impression, and you know, it was my young bloke asking questions last night that got me reflecting just how long that journey has been between the two of us, and it's a sad day.
It is. Indeed.
It is. Well,
thanks,
done.
Mate. Appreciate it. Simon O'Donnell joining us there, and we will be remembering him and reflecting on his great career throughout the day here on SEN. Let's take a break.